Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Dalet. Today's the Aleph Pei daf. The entire Kuf Dalet Amar Aleph is going to be discussing the Hebrew alphabet, explaining the order, the shape, the names of all of the letters of the Aleph Pei. And then on Beis we go back to Halacha, and we're going to discuss the Halachos of the Malacha of Kosev, continuing where we left off yesterday with the Malachas of Kosev. And today we're going to get into which types of ink you could use to be chayav for Kosev, and other Halachos relating to Kosev. So we left off at the two dots, I believe, on Kuf Gimel and Beis. We have our work cut out for us. Amar Rav Yehuda, Masinu Shem Katam Mishem Gadlus. Rav Yehuda said that sometimes you could write two letters that make up their own name, but really are you intended to write them as part of a larger name, like Shin Mem from Shmuel or Shimon, Dalid Nun from Daniel, or Nun Ches from Nachar, something like that. You're still going to be Chayiv. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Shin Mem from Shmuel or from Shimon, the Mems don't match. Mi dummy, mem de shame, sasum, shin mem is shame. Shame, the mem is a sasum, it's a mem sofit, so it's a closed mem. Mem de shimon, pasuach, the mem as the second letter of a word in shimon is pasuach. So how could it be that you're going to write shin mem and intending to write it as part of shimon or shmuel, and you're going to be chayiv for writing shame? It doesn't say shame, you have the wrong second character. So from here we see that if something is supposed to be sasum, but you make it an open mem, that's still going to be kosher, so it does count as a viable character when you write shin mem. It does read shame, even though the mem is pasuach. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, wait a second, uchsaftam should take ksiva tama. We learn from uchsaftam that the ksiva needs to be tama, the ksiva needs to be complete. What does it mean that ksiva needs to be complete? It means a lot of things. Shali yichtov alfin einin, einin alfin, that you can't switch your alephs and ayins. Bezim kafin cuff and basin, your bases and cuffs, gimmin sadin sadin gummin, your gimels and sadis, delosin ration ration delosin, your rations and dalids, hay and chesin chesin hayin, your hays and cheses, vavin yodin yodin vavin, zainin nunin nunin zainin, tisin peepin peepin tisin, kfufin pshutin pshutin kfufin. Now that's the first one, that's not the name of a letter. Kfufin pshutin are bent letters, shouldn't be written as straight letters. Straight letters shouldn't be written as bent letters, like a nun and a nun sofit. So one is straight and one is bent. Memin samachin samachin memin, your mems and samachs should be different. Stumin psuchin psuchin stumin. And on the list of ksivatama is that closed mems have to be closed and open mems have to be open. Parsha psucha leyasen stuma, stuma leyasen psucha. And in parshios of the Torah as well, if there's a parsha psucha, you shouldn't make it a parsha sasum. And if there's a parsha that's supposed to be sasum, you shouldn't make it a parsha psucha. Ksiva kishira, kasva kishira, osha kasva sashira kiyotiba. Very often, not very often, but in certain places in the Torah, we have letters written in a brick format. They're written with spaces placed in between, like by Oz Yashir, by Hazinu. So that is called Ksiva Kishira. The 31 kings in Sefer Yoshua also is written in a Shira format. So these things are the Aseres Bnei Haman is in a Shira format. There are different ways of doing the Shira format. Obviously, Hazinu is different than Oz Yashir. The Gemara comments about that. Is Ariach Lagabe Levena versus Ariach Lagabe Ariach? That Oz Yashir is built in a way that looks like it's constructed very soundly, in a way that it could stand very, very strongly. But anyway, so if you write something that's supposed to be a regular parsha in the style of Shira, or you write Shira in a regular style, or Shakasa Shlobidyo, or you write without ink, without a proper black ink, or Shakasa Vishaskaros Bizahov, or you write the Shem Hashem in gold throughout the Torah. You want to highlight the Shem Hashem, so you write it in gold, Harelu Yignazu, all of these things. You have to put it in Genizi, you have to put it in Shemus. This is a Pasul of Sefer Torah. So how could we say that that if you make a Mem Pasuach, what's supposed to be Mem Sasim into Mem Pasuach, that's fine? It's not fine. Why would you write the Shem Hashem in gold? Why Dafka Shem Hashem? What if you write other names in gold? Then it's not Yignazu. So the Meloa Roim in the back of the Gemara says, he says, Ayin Beis Yosef Simlan Beis Duadim Kolosios Shekos from Bezov Pasul. El Dahachamari Shekos from the Mata Bidyo, the heavier Azov al Adyo. He says, quotes in the Beis Yosef, really anything you write in gold is going to be Pasul the Sefer Torah. But over here the case is, you wrote it in black, and then on top of it you highlighted it in gold. So by other Osios, there's a way to fix it. just scrape off the gold and you'll be left with the black underneath. By the Shem Hashem, you can't do that because it looks like you're being mochik as Hashem. You're erasing the Shem Hashem. So that's why it's Yignezu. By other osios, by other words that you write in gold, we wouldn't say Harelu Yignezu, we would just say fix it, scrape it off and it'll be better. But Dafka with the Shemos, you have to put it in Shemos. So, but bottom line, we have a question. How could you say that Mem Pasuach and you make it Sasum is going to, or Sasuma and you make a Pasuach rather, is going to be Kasher? So it says Gemara, Hudamar, Kiyai Tana, yeah, because we're assuming like the following Tana, Detanya, Rabbi Dibam Seiromer, Nemar B'Sheni V'Niskehem, Bashishi Nusacheha, Ubashvi Kimishpatam, Harein Mem, Yud Mem, Mayim, Mikan Remez, Nisachamayim in Torah. We take the Mem from Viniskehem, the Yud from Nusacheha, would be the Yud before the Hay, and the Mem from Kimishpatam, and we see that you have the word Mayim between those three words, spelled out Mayim. So that's a Remez to Nisuch Mayim Min HaTorah. So, well, wait a second, how's that a Remez to Nisuch Mayim Min HaTorah? The first Mem is the mem from the word viniskehem, which is a mem sasum. So midapasuach vaso sas, and we want to use that as the first mem in the word mayim, and the first mem in the word mayim should be pasuach. So midapasuach vaso sasum kasher. So from the fact that that pasuach that is turned into a sasum is kasher, sasum nami sasum vaso pasuach kasher. So if you take a closed one and you turn it into a pasuach, it must be kasher as well. And that's the shita that we're assuming. Like, and we assume it goes back and forth in both directions, whichever way you want to go, it's going to work. If you want to make it sasum to pasuach or pasuach to sasum, it's going to work. Also, we see from here, it sounds like that the fact that we say from here nisach hamayim is min haTorah, that this is a drasha d'oraisa, that it's not only an asmachta, because otherwise you wouldn't say mikan that it's min haTorah. Tosos Maseches Moed Katan and Daf Gimel and Beis says that this gemara has to just be an asmachta, because over there the gemara says nisach hamayim is halach l'moshe misinai, that it's not a din midaraisa. So here we say, yeah, meaning it is din daraisa, but alach l'moshe misinai, it's not learned from the Yud Gimel Midos or from the Torah Shebichsav in any way. Yet over here we call it min haTorah, but mikan that it's min haTorah, but which makes it sound like that it is a drasha daraisa. It's also the Gemara in Tainus and Dav Gimel says that this is machlokas tanaim, that whether it's alach l'moshe misinai or it's a real drasha. If you say it's alach l'moshe misinai, the Gemara over there says nisach hamayim is kol shiva, like the Gemara says in Sukkah. If you say that it's learned from Viniskehem, etc., so then it would only be Shishi Yamim, not Shiva Yamim. So there, if we're going to say that they're Nafkaminas La'alacha, obviously that there's a legitimate machlokas, what the exact source is for Nisach Hamayim. But either way, this is the idea, this is the source, this Shita, this Brisa about Nisach Hamayim is the source that we can interchange a Mem Pasuach and a Mem Sasum. Says Gemara, no, it's a bad source. Mi Dami, Pasuach Vaso Sasum, if you have an open Mem and you make it a closed Mem, you're upgrading it. Because the closed mem is a miraculous mem. Since the closed mem in the luchos and the samuch were b'neisa yomdin, they stood miraculously because the luchos were carved through and through. So how do you have a middle piece in the letter? It was obviously a neis. Over here, the Chuvas HaRashba Chelik Zayin Simshinun Beis says, and from the Gemara's on today's daf, we have a lot of rise in terms of the tzuros. Chuvas HaRashba writes, we have a raya that the mem sasum and the samach need to be completely attached, completely closed. You can't even have a little bit of space, a little bit of cloth at any point along the perimeter of the mem or the samach, because otherwise it wouldn't be b'nesa yu'amdin. So you see that it's a raya that it has to be completely closed. Also, the Radvaz writes in the Tshuva and Chel Gimel Simen Tav Mem Beis that the Aseres HaDibros were written in Ksav Ashuris, and that Ksav at the time, no one knew Ksav Ashuris. Only Malachi Asharis knew Ksav Ashuris, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew Ksav Ashuris. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he wrote in Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ashuris only came in later on, but at that point, Ksav Ashuris was only known by the Malachim and was only known by Moshe Rabbeinu. So wait a second, if it wasn't written in Ksav Ashuris, then what's the nace of the Mem and the Samach? The Mem and the Samach are the way we know it as Ksav Ashuris. It would be miraculous, but if it was written in Ksav Ivri, then what would be the nes? So says the Radvaz, the luchos were written in Ksav Ashuris, and yet Klal Yisrael didn't know Ksav Ashuris because they couldn't look at the luchos. Radvaz says a gevaldik chiddush. He says they couldn't even look at Moshe Rabbeinu's face. Kikar nor pan of the merov kedushaso. You think they were able to look at the luchos? They couldn't look at the luchos. It was too much kedusha for them to be able to see the luchos. And he says based on that Radvaz, it answers the kasha of the Turiyev and the Megillah. Turiyev and Megillah leaves as a tzarachin on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph that when our Gemara is going to say in a moment that they didn't know which mem belongs at the beginning of a word and which mem belongs at the end of a word. They knew they had these two masoras of mem pesuach, mem sasun, but they didn't know where each one belongs. So the Torah Evan says, why don't they just look at the luchos and then they could tell exactly which one belongs where? They had the luchos, so according to the Radvaz, it's a miyusha. We understand very well why they couldn't look at the luchos. They couldn't look at the luchos, and that was nignaz ba'aron. The luchos were put away in the aron. They were put away. They couldn't be seen. They couldn't be opened. They couldn't be looked at for all that time. Okay, so says the Gemara, el sasam ba'aso psuach, grui kamigarele. But again, you can't compare taking a pesuach and making it sasam to taking a sasam and making a pesuach. When you make a pesuach on a sasam one, you're raising its level because you're turning it into the what was b'neso yomdin. When you take what's supposed to be sasam and you make a pesuach, you're downgrading it. Because menatzpach, the mem, nun, sadi, pei, chaf, were said by tzofim, were said by the neviim. Tosfos points out, why do we call it menatzpach? That's out of order. Why don't we put it in the right order? Have chaf first, and then the mem, then the nun, then the pei, then the tzadi. So why is it menatzpach? So Tosfos points out, at the end of the first Tosfos, the word Menatzbach sounds like min sofim. It was comes to us from the Nevi'im. So these were given to us from the Nevi'im. That's why they're on a lower level than the closed ones, which were in the Luchos. So says the Vitizbro, wait, the Nevi'im made up letters in the Aleph Beis and gave us letters. Vaksiv Eila Mitzvah Shena Navi Rashi Lecha. Doesn't the pasuk say Eila Mitzvah? So we learn from there that a Navi is not allowed to make up new things. The Torah was given, and it was given complete. You can't make up new things in the Torah. Ella mihava havai made lo aviyad and hebe emtzah teva hebe sof teva. No, they certainly had two versions of the letter mem, but they didn't know which one goes in the middle of a word and which one goes at the end of a word. Vasutzofim tukninu, and then the Nevi'im came along and they decided what goes where. So the Nevi'im shouldn't even have that right. How could they decide which goes where? HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously had something in mind. They can't just make something up. No, the point is that originally we knew which goes where, and then we had forgotten it, and the Nevi'im came along, and the Nevi'im were miyaseh anew for us to understand which one goes where. The Rambam writes in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, very important, that v'yamod ish v'yasa osu mofes, if a person comes along and he makes a miracle and he says that Hashem sent him to be Mosif a mitzvah or to be Mefarish a mitzvah differently than Moshe Rabbeinu was Mefarish, like he says Pri Eitz Hadar doesn't mean an Esrog, it means an apple or something like that. So says the Rambam, even if he does miracles, particularly if he does miracles, he is a Navi Sheker and he's Chayiv Misa, that Eila HaMitzvos, that's our Gemara, that Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar, a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish something that didn't exist. In the Gemara Megillah of Zayin Amal Alf, the Gemara says that Esther said, Kusvuni Ludoros, I want you to write my story down for generations. And they said to her, sorry, we can't. We can't just add to Tanakh. We're not writing new things. Until they found a pasuk in the Torah, not Kusvuni, she said, Kusvuni Ludoros, not just write my story down, I want a new mitzvah. I want a mitzvah that people should read my story. So we can't just make new mitzvahs. Until they found the remez in the Torah. They found the Ksav Zosi Karim B'Sefer. Once they find the remez in the Torah, then they were able to do it, because they ain't not be rashi lechadish davar. They can't just be mechadish things on their own. That was it's a limitation that we have. That's what. But that's only biderech nevuah. You can't say it biderech nevuah. But chachamim are allowed to be mesakein new dinim biderech chachamim biderech chachma, using chachmas haTorah. There's a difference between chachmas hanevuah and chachmas haTorah. That probably that's why ner Chanukah midrabanan a mitzvah, but it's chachmas haTorah. It's not Chachmas HaNevua. Heichon Sivanu, the Gemara asked earlier in Shabbos, where we commanded in Ner Chanukah, Lo Sasu, you have to listen to Lo Sasu Min HaDavar, you have to listen to what the Rabbanan say. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though Nitla HaNevua Min HaNevi'im, Min HaChachamim Lo Nitla. That we could still use Chachma, and that way divine God's messages through Chachma rather than through Nevuah. That's the question that people ask about Teku. If Teku really means Tishbi Itaritz Kushios Vivayos, that Elio HaNavi is going to be Mitaritz everything, so shouldn't Elio HaNavi be Chayv Misa? What do you mean? He's going to come with his Nevuah, and through Nevuah he's going to be Mitaritz Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah has to be done with Chachma. It's determined with Chachma. Nevuah, you can't determine Divrei Torah with Nevuah. That only happened once. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Bas Bakaria Mi'ira. Gives us the Torah. Every other Nevuah is Divrei Musar, whatever, how to behave in this generation, that generation, do tshuva, but to actually take Divrei Torah, Alpi Nevuah. So the Pashat Teretz is Eliyahu Navi, in addition to being a Navi, was also Talmud Chacham. So he's going to come B'Koach Taraso, not B'Koach Nevuaso, and be Miyashev everything. So it says Gemara Vayta now, Gufa, Amrav Chis, the Mem and Samach Shabaluchos B'Neisa Yomdin. The Mem and the Samach and the Luchos stood miraculously. Amrav Chis, Ksav Shabaluchos the words in the luchos could be read from both sides, but it doesn't mean that it could be read straight from both sides. Kigo navov buvan, meaning if the word was navov, you would have to read it buvan from the other side. It would be read with the letters backwards. Rahav bahar saru varas. Tos points out, and Rashi also, very strange that we pick these words, considering that none of these words are actually in the luchos. Very, very strange. Tos points out, Tema, my nakadu, keeping the love of luchos. Why would we pick these words? Rashi doesn't seem as bothered by it. He just writes, Lo hayu beluchos, elateva bi'almanakat. They weren't in the luchos. We just are picking examples of words. It never does that. There's never just no reason for it in the Gemara. I don't know what the reason is, but there's got to be some reason why these words are chosen. Amri le Rabban Reb Shur ben Levi. Asu dardiki ha'idin al bei midrash. Children came to the Beis Medrash today. Va'amru mili da'afilu bimei Yoshua ben Nun lo'it markavasayim. And they were saying these amazing things about the Aleph Beis, that even in the days of Yoshua ben Nun, things like this weren't said, meaning some amazing chidushim about the Aleph Beis. And now we're going to go through the Aleph Beis and the meaning of the letters. Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina. The names Aleph Beis tell us that we should learn and then understand. The Ein Yaakov says that's what it means, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yutes says, Lom Yigros Inish After Lo Yodah Maikamar. First you should become fluent in things, and then later you understand. That's the way children learn. Children at a young age, they're very good at memorization, they're not so good at Havana, and then as they get older, the brain develops a little more, they become better at Havana, and they stop knowing things through, and they stop even remembering through trying to memorize. As we get older, we don't remember by trying to memorize. We remember by association. We remember, our minds work differently. But at a young age, rote is the way that you learn. So that's the way learning should be. Start with a lot of memorization, a lot of rote, and then you get to understanding. Gimel Dalas, Gimel Dalim. Gimel Dalas means Gimel Dalim. You should help out the poor. My time of Pshuta carried the Gimel Gabi Dalas. Why is the leg of the Gimel facing, does it extend toward the Dalit? Shekein Darko Shel Gomel Chasadim Loret Zachar Dalim, because someone who's Gomel Chasadim always runs after the poor to be able to give tzedakah. Umay time a pshuta kari the Dalit Lagabe Gimel. Why is the leg of the Dalit extended out a little bit back toward the Gimel, to limtzi le'nafshe, so that the dal should know, the poor person should know, that he has to make himself available in order to be able to receive the tzedakah. Umaytayim mahadar ape the dalas mi Gimel, and why does the face of the dalas face away from the Gimel? Delite le'betzina kiyechid le'lichsef minei, so that the Gimel, the wealthy person, give tzedakah to the poor person without the poor person seeing, so that he shouldn't be embarrassed. He shouldn't have to see the person who's giving it to him. So that's a little bit strange that the Gimel, the Gemara asks, why is the Pshuta carry the Gimel Legabe Dalis, and if it was facing the Beis, then what would we have asked? Why is it facing the Beis, right? Okay, so that's not a Kasha, because it could have faced down, or in a Chidami, there's a reason for everything. So we would have asked that as well. But in the Yad David, he explains, based on the Gemara Bava Basra and Daf Yud, the Gemara Bava Basra talks about Tzedakah, says the greatest Tzedakah is Lo Yoda Hanosin Leminosna. The giver doesn't know who he's giving it to, and the Mekabel doesn't doesn't know who he's getting it from. So we're asking, so why is the Gimel connected the Dalet? What the Gemara's Kasha really is, why is the Nosin over here know who he's giving it to? It sounds like he's extending toward the Mekabel. It would be much better if he didn't know who the Mekabel was. It should have been, they should be facing away from each other, not just the Dalet facing away from the Gimel. So the Gemara says, no, it's better for him to face toward the Gimel to show that he's always running after the Dalim. That's that's the more important factor. Is you don't give tzedakah so that you won't have it on the highest level. You go out of your way to try to give tzedakah as much as possible, and hopefully you'll be able to give it in the best way possible. But if you can't, you still give tzedakah. Hey vav, zeh shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hey and vav is shmo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zayin ches tes yud chaf lamid. Im ata osa kein Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zanoscha, the Chanoscha, Umetvacha Hashem will support you, will give you chayin, he'll do good for you, Venosan Chayirusha will give you an inheritance, Koshalcha Kesel Yalam Abba, and will tie on you a crown for Alam Abba. Mempsucha Memstuma, what does that represent? Maimar Pasuach, Maimar Sasim. Rashi says that there are some things that we have Rishus to Darshan, other things that we're not allowed to Darshan, like Maisim Rakava, that we're not allowed to Darshan. That's the Maimar Sasim, is what we're not allowed to Darshan. The Achronim point out that all of Shas begins with a mem, and all of Shas Mishnayis ends with a mem. We start with Me'imasayin and ends at the end of Uksin, Bashalom, with a mem at the end. And the Kavana may be associated with this Gemara, that everything from the Maimarim that are Psuchim and the Maimarim that are Stumim, it's all included in all of Shas. We have everything here. Everything is in the Mishnayis, one way or the other. Nun Kfufa, Nun Pshuta, Neman Kafuf, Neman Pashut. Nun Kfufa, the bent Nun and the straight Nun, tells us that someone should be an Adam Kasher has to be bent over and his eyes toward the ground, and then he's gonna ultimately be Pashut, so ultimately in Olam Haba be able to walk proudly in Olam Haba if he walks with humility in this world. Samach Ayin Smoch Aniim, that you should support the poor. Lishnach Rina Simanim Asa B'Torah Kneiosa. Others say Samach Ayin means no, that you should make Simanim in the Torah. You should make easy way mnemonics, easy ways to remember the Torah. Peik Fufa. Pei pshuta, we have the bent pei and the straight pei. Pepasuach pesasum, that relates to an open mouth and a closed mouth. What do you mean, open mouth, closed mouth? So Rashi says, b'shasam akansim pazer, b'shasam fasum kanes, that when there isn't that much Torah being taught, and you're needed to teach Torah, so you can't be shy then, you should go and offer Torah to be taught, but when there are people greater than you that are offering Torah, you shouldn't try to create a competing shir to take people away from the better shir so that they'll come to listen to you. Then it's better to sit quietly and just listen to the person who's gadol b'Torah. Tzadik fufa v'tzadik pshuta, a bent tzadi and a straight tzadi. Tzadik kaf of tzadik pashut, again to tell us that a tzadik is sometimes bent and sometimes, meaning sometimes in walking with humility, so that ultimately he'll walk straight in olam haba. Hainu neman kaf of neman pashut. Wait a second, that's the same thing we said about the nun, that a good person should walk with humility in this world, and in olam haba he's going to walk head held high. So hosef l'chakas of kfifal kfifaso. This adds an extra bent overness to the way we have to be bent over, meaning extra humility that a person needs to have. Normally we take the shvila zav, a person is supposed to go directly down the middle, so when it comes to humility, it's not directly down the middle. We err on the side of extra humility rather than on the side. We have to have a little bit of gaiva, shmina shabishminis, the Gemara says, an eighth of an eighth, but not 50-50. It doesn't, we don't go down the middle with gaiva. A little extra humility. Manod rosh, they also understand the Achronim understand doesn't just mean extra bent over, but it means a shaking of the head. Rashi says Bereta Suba Navi Yaseiru, with shaking. The Rashi says over here with extra humility, but quivering, like we're so humble that we're shaking in fear. The Balaturim in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayisra Vayara Amvayenu says that's why we shake when we learn Torah. It's a zecha to Bereta Suba Zeya, that in Maimon Har Sinai we were quivering with fear. That's why we shuckle when we learn Torah. The Ramban or Chaim Simen Memches says, "Nogma metaktikim lisnoeh b'shasha korim b'Torah dugma satora shenitna beretas." He says that's a minig Yisrael is that people shuckle when they learn, because that's the attitude we have toward Torah. Kuf Kadosh, Resh Rasha. Kuf refers to Kadosh Hashem, the Resh is the Rasha. My time Mahadrape to Kuf Miresh. Why does the face of the Kuf go away from the Resh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Eina Niyachal Estakel BeRasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says I can't look at the Rasha. My time Mahadra Tagid the Kuf Legabe Resh. Why is the Tagim of the Kuf go toward the Resh? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Im Chozer Bo Ani Kosher Lo Keser Kamosi. That even though I can't look at the Rasha, if he does tshuva, I'll give him a crown just like me. Kadosh Baruch Hu is more than happy to accept the tshuva of the Rasha. Umay Tai Makari De Kuf Tuluya. Why is the leg of the Kuf a hanging leg? Why does it not connect? Because if he wants the Rasha wants to do tshuva, we leave it open for him that he could always waltz right in and do tshuva. That's no problem. So this is the right to Reish Lakish, that if someone wants to be metame, poskhanlo, they open the door for him to be metame. Balitar, if he wants to be metar, misayeno, so he's given support to become tar. It's interesting, when it comes to tumma, there's no siyua, there's no help. It's just that there's not going to be any obstacles in your path. You'll go on your own path. That poskhanlo will open up the path for you. When it comes to tara, it's misayeno, so you get a little nudge from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You get a little help. It's not just that the path is opened up, but he actually helps out directly. The Rishonim over here discuss also the tsura of the letter kuf. What if the kuf is connected? Does that possible the letter kuf, if the hanging leg is not totally hanging, it's a little bit connected with some ink? So the Rashba writes, Mikan, from our Gemara, you see that you have to be marchik the regel minagag, that it can't be connected, because the Gemara makes a drasha out of the fact that it's not connected. That's what the Rivash writes in the Truva, that if they're connected, it's possible. However, the Mi'iri writes that some Rabbanim hold that it's possible, but he says, ve'ein nira, because we never find in any of the sugis about psulim that there's a psul of a davuk except for two letters that are connected to each other. Meaning every letter in the Torah has to be mukaf kavil, has to be surrounded by empty parchment. There can't be two letters that are connected even slightly to each other. But within a single letter, that there should be a psul that it's davuk? He says, we never find such a thing. And then he says, yeah, the Gemara Darshan is the way it normally looks. But it's lav davka that that's the way it has to look. That's a machlokas in the Rishonim. But Rav Binyan of the Poskim and Beis Yosef points out in Siman Lamed Vav hold that it is possible, and therefore we paskin that if the leg of the kuf or the leg of the hay is attached, that a taka would be a problem, would be a psul. Now, in this idea that Kosh Baruch Hu says that he doesn't want to be mistakel barasha, it's a little bit far off from what the Gemara is talking about. Rav Zilberstein has an interesting shaila nonetheless. He talks about a kohen who's married to a grusha, and then they die. So they want to know, they bought burial plots next to each other. Should you bury the wife next to the husband? If it was kohen married to a grusha, they were living their entire lives in sin. Can you bury them next to each other? So he says you shouldn't bury them next to each other, because it's a bizayon to both of them. It's a bizayon to the guy that he's going to be buried next to this woman who he lived with in sin. It's a terrible gnai. And he says, Yu'in, Masech HaShabbos, Kuf Dalid, that the Kuf faces away from the Reish, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani yachol estakel barasha. So it's mistavri says that the husband doesn't want to look at ishto agrusha the whole time because he doesn't want to be right next to her. He's not looking at her, but even juxtaposition, the letters aren't looking at each other either. But the juxtaposition implies a level of connectedness. When you put things next to each other, it implies a level of connectedness, and we want to sever any sort of connection that they may have had. So much so that he says from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that in Birchas HaMazon, if a kohen is married to a grusha, when he benches, he should not say a rachm because he never wanted to mention that she's his wife, even though she is his wife, and he has such a yetzer hara, he doesn't want to divorce her, but he should never even mention in benching that the word ishti, that she's his, that this is his wife. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlok saposkim, if a husband is outside of his house on Chanukah, can he be machmir to light his own ner Chanukah, even though his wife already lit for him at home and he's ready yotzei the mitzvah? So says Rav Zilberstein, it's yutachin, it's possible that if he's married to a grusha, if it's a kohen married to a grusha, he could for sure light it on his own because he's considered to be on some level separate from his wife, that he's omed li pared, that it's something that they're almost like halfway there, because they should be getting divorced at any moment, even though they have no plans for it. Okay, so Vayter in the Gemara, again darshening the letters. Shin sheker, tav emes. Shin represents sheker, the tav represents emes. My time is sheker mekaver mile emes merachamili. Why is it that sheker is made up of three consecutive letters in the aleph base, and emes comes from the first letter, the last letter, and a letter somewhere in the middle? So shikra shchiach kushta lo shchiach, because sheker is very easily found. So when once you're at one of these letters, you could easily find the next two because they're all right next to each other. But emes is not so easily found. You have to go gathering it from all over the aleph base. That's symbolic of the fact that it's not easy to find the truth. Why is it that sheker, all the letters from the word sheker, stand on a point? They don't stand on a solid foundation. The kuf has a point at the bottom, the resh has a point at the bottom, and the shin apparently has a point at the bottom. And this is what the Rishonim point out. The Rashba says, Mikan, you see that the shin should not have a flat bottom. The shin should come to some sort of point at the bottom. That's what it says in the Ramban as well. You see from here how the shin is supposed to be written, whereas MS is all on solid ground. The aleph is they all have multiple, either flat or multiple legs to stand on. So kushta kai shikra lo kai, because the MS stands, sheker doesn't stand. Sheker doesn't stay for very long. It falls away after a while. The Marsha, however, says over here that when we say that it only stands on one leg, we don't mean that each letter stands on one leg. It means that sheker as a whole stands on one leg, because the bottom, the lowest point of the word sheker is the leg of the kuf, and the leg of the kuf goes further down than the rest of the letters. That's the one point. So it's not a raya at all about whether a bottom of a shin can be flat or cannot be flat. It's only emphasizing the kuf itself, because Marsha says you have to be careful by the letter ms, by the words ms, the letters of the word ms. Nothing should stick down. One leg of the aleph shouldn't stick down below another leg of the aleph. By the tuf also, one leg shouldn't stick down below the others. That's what the Gemara is saying, that it's all supposed to be on even par with each other. It's all supposed to be even on the bottom of the word. Atbash, now we went through the aleph base, now we're going to go through the associations of Atbash and other types of associations. Atbash, Osi ta'av as avalo, that even though you were mitayv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we were discussing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he still is interested in us. Bash bilo chashak, or it's bitmiya. Osi ta'av as avalo, do you expect me to go after you and to have taiva for you when you were disgusted with me? Bash bilo chashak shmi yacholov, you weren't interested in me and you want me to make my name chal on you. Gimel reish. Gufo time, I rachim alav. You're mitame, you're guf. You want me to have rachmanis on you? Dalib kuf. Delosinol, kind of law gadea. You closed off my dalsosinol. You locked off my doors. You want me to not cut off your horns? Adkan midas rishayim. That's all how Kodesh Baruch relates to rishayim. Of midas tzadikim. But in Atbash, we also find the way that Kodesh Baruch relates to tzadikim. Atbash, imata bosh. If you are embarrassed, gimel reish dalit kuf. Imata osakein, gor baduk. You're going to dwell in the heavens. Hey tzadi vav pei. Chatzi tzavi bein chal la'af. There's going to be a separation between you and my anger. Zayin ayin ches samach tes nun. Ve'ina tamizdazeya min asatan. You don't have to be trembling, you don't have to be fearful from the Satan. Yud mem chaf lamid. Amr sar shel genem fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu ribono shalom liyam kol. The sar shel genem says to Hashem, throw them all to the ocean. Amr Kodesh Baruch Hu aleph ches samach. Now we go through a different type of an arrangement of the letters. Aleph ches samach is where you skip every seven letters. Beis tes ayin gimel yud pei. Ani chas aleihem im reisha batu begif. I have rachmanas on them because they rejected adultery. Dalit chaf tzadi, dakim heim, kinim heim, tzadikim heim. They're pure, they're true, they're tzadikim. Hey lamid kuf, in lecha chelik ben. You have no chelik in them, Satan. Vav mem reish, mem reish zayin nun shin taf. Amar Gehenim Lefanav Ribono Shlalom Mari Zanini Mizara Shal Sheis. Support me, give me sustenance from the children of Sheis. Amar Lei Aleph Lamed Beis Mem Gimel Nun Dalet Samach. A different arrangement of the letters. Lehechan Olichan Legan Adas. You know where I'm going to put them? I'm going to put them in Gan Eden. Hey Ayin Vav Pei Amar Gehenim Lefanav Kodesh Baruch Ribono Shlalom Ayef Anochi. Gehenim says Hashem, I'm tired. Zayin Tzadi Ches Kuf, halalu zara shel Yitzchak. These are the children of Yitzchak. Tes reish, yud, shin, chaf, taf. Tar Yeshli Kitos Kitos Shalov Dikhavim Shaninos enough. Don't worry, Gehenim, I have plenty to give you. I have put away many of the of groups of Ovdei Kochavim that could keep you busy for a while. So don't worry, you're not going to get the Jewish people, but you can get plenty of Ovdei Kochavim. Okay, that's the Amud about the Aleph phase. Now we go back to Halacha. So it says in Mishnah, Hakosei Shteyos Yos Be'alamechad. A person writes two letters in one period of forgetfulness, Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. Now, by many of the Malachas of Shabbos, when it talks about the Malacha, does not tell us the shear of the Malacha in the Mishnah. What's the Malacha of Kosev? Kosev Shteyos Yos, writing two letters. The shear is mentioned. So the Magen Avos, he writes that the Malachos where the shear is mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chatzi shear would be Mutter Legamri. We wouldn't say Chatzi shear Asa Min HaTorah. Meaning, when the shear is not mentioned, so Chatzi shear is a Chatzi shear of the Malacha. When a shear is mentioned, that's to tell you that the definition of the Malacha is the shear, and therefore anything less than the shear is not even a chatzi shear. It's not a chatzi shear asa min haTorah. It's not even part of the definition of the malacha. So the Avni Nezer says, if you take that one step further, the Avni Nezer and Archaim Simkuf Pei Zayin Ozvav, he says, you take that one step further, even if you have kavana for a chatzi shear, then it shouldn't even count as kavana for a malacha, because it's not a shem malacha at all. Chatzi shear is simply not the malacha at all. If you write with any different type of ink, any of these types of ink or anything that leaves a mark, or you write on two corners, in a perpendicular walls, in a corner of two perpendicular walls, val shnei lavchei pinchas, sides of a notebook, panels of a notebook, vehein negin zem zen, you could read them together, chayiv. So that's considered two letters that are together, and then you're going to be chayiv. The Ramah, in Shal Shuvas Ramah, Sim Kuf Yutas, brings a raya from our Mishnah, that you're allowed to open and close a sefer that has a stamp on the side of it, that has lettering on the side of it, because it wants to give an example of how you could be kosev, even though you're writing on two separate things, and it gives the example on two sides of a notebook. Why doesn't it just give an example where you don't even have to write anything, you could be chayiv for kosev, just by closing a book? So he says the fact that that's not the example given of the way that one could be chayiv for kosev is a right that you're not chayiv for kosev b'chei gavna. So he says you're allowed to open and close a book that has a stamp on the edge. So question, what about mechikas Hashem? What if there's a Shem Hashem written on the edge of Zilberstein? Had that shayla of a boy who was thrown out of yeshiva and he wanted to get back at the yeshiva, so he went into the Beis Medrash in the middle of the night and he wrote the Shem Hashem on the sides of the pages of every single sefer in the Beis Medrash, so that people won't be able to open and close the sefer because of mechikas Hashem, which obviously is simon that he was a clever enough boy that they should have figured something to do with him to utilize that talent. But it's a question whether mechikas Hashem would have the same din in as Hilchas Shabbos, or maybe mechikas Hashem is a different story and maybe wouldn't follow the same din. Okay, hakosev al basaru chayiv. A person writes on his skin, he writes on his basar, he's going to be chayiv. Hamisarit al basaro, Rabbi Lazar mechayiv chatos chum potter. If he scratches letters into his skin, so Rabbi Lazar says chayiv chum says potter. If he writes with ink that's not going to last, he writes with all different types of dirt or fruit juices that aren't going to last, potter, then he's potter. If he writes with the back of his hand, or he writes with his feet, he puts a pen between his toes and he writes, or with his mouth, or with his armpit, or something like that, in an unusual way, or kasav osacha samach l'ksav, he writes only one letter next to other letters that already exist. V'ksav al gabi ksav, or he writes over pre-existing letters. Niskavin lichtav ches v'kasav bei zayin, or he tries to write a ches and he accidentally instead writes two zayins, because the way a ches is made is by taking two zayins and just making a roof between the two zayins in the Sefer Torah. That's how you make a ches. That's a raya to the ksav of the Beis Yosef. Ksav of Beis Yosef is they have two zayins and they're connected with a ches on the top. Ksav of the Arizal is not that way. Ksav of the Arizal is a vav and a zayin. It's a vav and a zayin that are connected at the top. So this is, if you look in Sefer Torah, the Hasidim typically write with the ksav of the Arizal, and Misnagdim typically write with the ksav of the Beis Yosef. This Mishnah sounds very much like a strong raya to the ksav Beis Yosef, that it should be two zayins and not two vavs. There are other differences as well, by the shin, whether the left leg of the shin is a zayin or a vav, and other places, by the ayin, whether the left leg of the ayin is a zayin or a vav, all also are differences between Beis Yosef and Arizal. You could take one look at a Sefer Torah, you could tell right away whether it's Arizal or Beis Yosef. Every shul should go with their minhag if they can. They're all kosher, but it should go with their minhag if they can. Achas Beretz v'achas Bekorah. If you write one letter on the ground and one letter in the ceiling, Kosval Beis Kosle Abayis. You write on two walls of a house, two opposite walls, not perpendicular walls. Al Shnei Dape Pinchas Ve'inegim Zeh Mzeh. Or you write on two sides of a notebook, but they're not close enough to be read with each other. Pater. In all these cases, you're going to be pater. Kasav os achas nutrikun. Let's say you write one letter, but it's supposed to stand for a whole word. Reb Shubim Seir Mechayev Echom Poter. Let's say you want to write Rav, but you write a resh with a shmidjik. So it's supposed to stand for the word Rav. So that's a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether you're chayev or you are pater. The Beis Yitzchak, in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, in Yerdei Chayek Beisim Lamedalv, says that what if someone speaks into a recorder on Shabbos? Is that a violation of Kosev? So the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak says yes. Other Achronim say no, because it's at least if you take a pen and you put it in your mouth, and that wouldn't be kosev. So by speaking, that's definitely not considered the normal way of kosev, and therefore may not be kosev midarais. Of course, you could argue the normal way to write with a pen is by using your hand. The normal way to write with a recording is by using your mouth. So therefore it is the normal way to do it, and therefore may be kosev midarais. So that's a machlokas achronim whether that's kosev midaraisa or not. Says Gemara, dio dius. We now identify these inks. Dio is Diusa, Sam is Sama, Sikra, Amr Rabbi Rechana, Sakarta Shema, Kumus is Kuma, Kankantum, Amr Rabbi Rechana, Amr Shumel, Karta Dushkafi, it's the black of the shoemaker. Okay, those are the different inks. What are we coming to include when we say anything that leaves a mark? If you write with Meitaria and Aftza with gallnut juice, so it's going to be kosher. If you write with lead and other types of black agents, that's also kosher. Hamasarit al basara, someone scratches on their skin. Tanya Amalan Rabbi Lazar Lacham Valo Ben Sato Tikshaf Mimitsayim B'Shrit Shal Basaro. How could our Mishnah say that it's unusual to scratch letters into your skin? Ben Satada took out all these magic spells from Mitzrayim by scratching the spells on his skin. So apparently it's a normal thing to do. Says Gemara, Amrullah, not everything somebody does is normal. Amrullah Shota Haya, the guy was crazy, he was deranged. Vein Mavin Rayim and Ashotim. You can't bring a Raya. What's normal to do from the fact that a deranged person does something? Kosovo Sacha if you write one letter next to pre-existing letters, so we said that you're a potter. Mantana, who does that assume like? Amarav Barav Huna, delok Rabbi Eliezer. That's against Rabbi Eliezer. Di Rabbi Eliezer, hamar achas ala arug chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says if you have an existing beged and you add just one more stitch of weaving, you're going to be chayiv, even though normally you have to do a little more to be chayiv, but you're adding to something that exists already, so it makes it chashuv, and you're going to be chayiv. So Rabbi Eliezer would hold by kosev as well. If you add one more letter to a book, so you're going to be chayiv according to Rabbi Lazar, not like our Mishnah. Ksav al gabe ksav, we said also that you're pater. So mantan, who's the author of a Mishnah? Amrav Chisad, who's one that holds that ksav al gabe ksav is not called ksiva? So delok Rabbi Yehuda, it's against Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, we have a brisa. Haresha hayitzarich lichtov es Hashem. Let's say you're writing a sefer Torah and you get up to a part where you're supposed to write the Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. V'niskavin lichtov Yehuda, but you mistakenly thought you were supposed to write the word Yehuda in that spot. V'tav lo hitul bodalus, and you accidentally skip the Dalit. You tried to write Yehuda, but you skipped the Dalit. So what did you end up with? The Shem Hashem, which is what you were supposed to have. The only problem is, you didn't have Kavanah for the Shem Hashem, and the Shem Hashem has to be written Lashma. So now what? So Mavir Lov Kulmus Mekacho Divra Yehuda. Yehuda says, no problem, just write over it again. Meaning, to keep that ink there, and write over again with the ink on top of it. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is allowed to do. Apparently, Ksav Al Gabi Ksav is good. That's called Kosev. That's not a good Shem Hashem. The Gemara in Gittin explains why is it not a good Shem Hashem? Because it's going to be darker than all the rest of the words that you have in the Torah, and that's a violation of Zekeli Van Vehu, that it's not Hidur Mitzvah. We often think of Hidur Mitzvah as something that's a din lechatchila, a nice chumrah, this, that. Hidur mitzvah sometimes is ma'akev b'di'evet, right? If ein Hashem in amuvchar may mean that it's even possible b'di'evet, that's a discussion. But because it lacks hidur, it's spotty. The Torah is spotty when it's certain words are darker than others. Tana, kosovo sachas v'shlima l'sefer, if you finish a book by writing one letter, or you weave in one more strand and you're mashlim a beged in that way, chayiv, you're chayiv. Mantano, who's the author that holds that that's correct, that you're chayiv for just adding one more letter? Amar Rav Arvuna Rav Lazar, Amar Achas Al Arik chayiv. That's going like Rav Lazar, that Achas Al Arik is going to be chayiv. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Teim Rabbanan LaHashlam Shani. Rav Ashi says no. You can even say it's going like Rabbanan when you're mashlam something, then it's different. Amar Rav Yami Kasev Osachas B'Tveria VaAchas B'Tzipori chayiv. Ksiva Hiel Shemuchusar Kreva. If you write one letter in Tveria, another letter in Tzipori, you're chayiv because you did write two full letters. You just have to bring them close to each other. So Frank the Gemara, well, wait a second. Vatan, in our Mishnah we said, Kasval Shnei Kosei Abayis, Val Shnei Dapei Pinkos, Vein Negim Zem Zeh, Pater, that if you write in two walls of your house, two opposite walls of your house, or two parts of a notebook that can't be read with each other, that you're going to be Pater for, because they're not considered to be connected. Yet if you write one letter in one city, another letter in another city, you're going to be Chayiv? They certainly can't be read with each other. They're in different cities. So Hasam B'chusar Meisah Dekreva, Hacha L'Muchusar Meisah Dekreva. No, when you write one letter in one city, another letter in another city, they just need to be brought next to each other, but there's no extra maisa that needs to be done other than juxtaposing the two letters. If there are two walls in the house, you need to knock down your house in order to bring the letters together. It needs another maisa in order to put them together. It's not just bringing them close. You need to actually do some significant maisa, and therefore they're not considered to be connected to each other. Tana, higia osachas chayiv, if you correct just one letter, you're chayiv. So it says, well, it doesn't make any sense. Hashcha kasav osachas pater, higia osachas chayiv, when you write a whole letter, you're pater, because it's only one letter. When you correct one letter, you're going to be chayiv. So the Gemara has two answers. Amar Rav Sheisha Sachem Ayaskim Kuron Shenatul Legagu Shel Ches Vaso Shnei Zayinin. You correct one letter. You have a ches. You take off the bridge that connects the two zayins, and you make it two zayins. So there you have it. You made two letters. Rava Amar Kuron Shenatul Letagu Shel Dalid Vaso Reish. You take off the tag of the dalid and you make it into a reish. Well, wait a second. That's only one letter. So Rashi says no, but we're talking about where it's a tikkun sefer, where now you completed a sefer. There was supposed to be a reish there, and it was a dalid, and by doing that, you fixed the sefer. Tanan neskaven lichtov osachas v'ol diyodu shtayim chayiv. If you wanted to write one letter and you accidentally wrote two letters, you're going to be chayiv. Ayva tanan pater, but it says in our Mishnah pater lo kasha hada bayiz yune hada lo bayiz yune. When it still needs the rashi hazayanim, the crowns on the tops of the letters, the tagin, so then that's then you're going to be pater. When it doesn't need the crowns on the letters, that's already there, then you're going to be chayiv. Okay, Mirza Shem, we'll finish up the parak tomorrow from the two dots and kufet.